الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فان خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم شر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار. This talk is about a means to a happy and successful marriage. A means to a happy and successful marriage. If your marriage becomes a successful marriage, full of joy and happiness, and you achieve the goal of the marriage, religious goal and worldly goal, you're really going to have a beautiful life. Very beautiful life. If the opposite takes place, not successful marriage, a terrible marriage, horrible marriage, you really wish not ever to be married. So it's very important to take the means and the ways to a happy and successful marriage. Before marriage, inshallah, have in mind 9 things. And after marriage, have in mind about another 9 things. First of all, when you get married, what should you do? Make dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to the right person. For indeed, everything is in the hand of who? Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make dua. And all your affairs, in your education, in your health, in your deen, everything, especially the marriage, ask Allah to guide you to the right person. Dua, supplication, prayer. Number 2, be sincere. In marriage, means let your intention be to have your marriage to be a means to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a means to Jannah, to paradise. So you're looking for someone for the sake of Allah. Not because of wealth, not because of the beauty, not because of the lineage, but because of the religion. With the religion, you find the beauty, the lineage, the wealth, the status. That's good over good, alhamdulillah. But the main goal should be religious person. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تنكح المرأة لأربع لمالها ولجمالها ولحسبها ولدينها فاظفر بذات الدين طلبت يداك. Naturally man, when they want to marry a woman, they marry because she's beautiful or because she has from good family lineage. high class people, or because of she's wealthy or her family members are wealthy because of dunya wealth, or because of her faith, her religion. Choose the one upon the religion. So my sister in Islam, my brother in Islam who is seeking marriage, let the person you're looking for be someone who you want help you with that, with pleasing Allah, so help you to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So choose the person because of religion, her sound creed, her good act of worship, her good manner. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. If he comes to you, O parents, someone you please with his deen, his religion, and وَخُلُقَهُ his manner. Deen is sound creed, good act of worship. Some good character, how he, she will deal with that other one. Both is very important. So, to be sincere, who you want to get married? What kind of lady you looking for? Sister, what kind of brother you looking for? My goal is to find someone obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone love the religion. Someone adhere to the Quran and Sunnah. Someone you say, Allah said, she accepts. He accepts. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he accepts this. Third, in order to achieve your goal, to attain what you want of good sister, good husband, لابد من تحقيق تقوى الله. You fear Allah. Be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. ومن يتقي الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا. Whoever fears Allah, truthfully, Allah made his affairs easy. Allah makes your life, your affairs, your matter easy if you truly obey Allah. So obey Allah in your secret life, in your public life, inward, outward, your statement, your action, wherever. Be mindful. Fear Allah. Alhamdulillah. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The good ending is for the pious. It's a matter of time until you achieve your goal if you have taqwa, so fear Allah. Fourth, أخذ الأسباب المشروعة. Take the proper means to get married. احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله. You take the proper means, not the wrong means. Don't communicate with the agent, with the opposite, without the willing knowledge, without anybody in the middle. And then you're taking the wrong path, rather the proper means. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لن تموت نفس حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب. No soul will die until it completes its provision. Whatever was written for it, it will gain. No one will pass away. You will not die until you get everything that Allah decreed for you. فاتقوا الله. So fear Allah وأجملوا في الطلب. And good, be good in your seeking. So whatever Allah decree for you, of marriage, of children, of money, of you will get it. But don't take a wrong way. Take the proper way. The fifth, al-Iman bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. Believe in the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. That nothing is going to happen. But what Allah wrote down in Lawh al-Mahfuz, before he created the heaven and earth 50,000 years. Before Allah created the heaven and the earth, let alone human. The human, first of human, who was he? Prophet Adam, he was created from the earth. That earth itself, before it was created, 50,000 years ago, Allah wrote it down, you're married. If you're going to marry, who you going to marry? When you going to marry? Everything about you. Believe it. It's not going to happen before that. It's not going to happen after that. Always remember al-Imam bil Qadri khayri wa shar. From that, after you take it, you make dua, you ask aid Allah. Ista'anta billah, you make dua, you took the proper means, you make consultation, your intention is good, you remain patient, you believe the qadr. Husnu dhanni billah, think good about Allah. Think good about Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Ana inda husnu dhanni abdi bi. You think good about Allah. Allah didn't let me marry because of my interest. Allah turned me away from that lady because of my own interest. Allah didn't help me, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to marry that brother because of my interest. Allahumma laka alhamd. As long as I take the proper means, I make dua, I rely on Allah, Allah will do the best for me. Allah will be that for me. Don't question Allah. Don't question why Allah, why not, how Allah, how not. Don't go to that. Allah huwa al-azizu al-hakim. The all-powerful, the all-wise. The all-powerful, the all-wise. Be patient. And think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think good about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The fifth. The sixth, jazakumullah. As-sabr. After you make dua, you take the proper means, you have taqwa, you obey in Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, azza wa jal, you think good about Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, remain patient, don't hasten. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Indeed, the one who has taqwa, he obeys Allah, she obeys Allah, true obedience to Allah, in a statement, in action, in secret, in public, in all situations. Not only that, but also a sabr, patient. Allah will not lose, subhanahu wa ta'ala, their actions. So there is two things, not only one thing. Taqwa, obedience. Righteousness, that's not sufficient. Wa yasbir, and remain patient. Sometimes you are pious, you are obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But there is a period of time you have to remain patient and consistent with that taqwa. If Allah throws a decree, someone to marry after 2 years, tonight he is obedient to Allah, he fears Allah, he does for Allah, he follows the sunnah, he achieved the taqwa. Will he die? He go to Jannah. But will he get married tonight? No. After 2 years. So that 2 years he has to remain patient. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah mentioned this ayah in Surah Yusuf. Prophet Yusuf, who Allah promised to be a prophet, Allah to give him higher status. But before that, how much he go through? He was thrown to the well, he was enslaved, he was accused, he was put to jail. He got through all these hardships. But at the end, what Allah promised took place. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Good doers will never lose their reward. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِنَّ الْإِحْسَانِ. Somebody who is good, is nice, is obedient to Allah, is good to his parent, is good to the relative, is good to the neighbor, is good to his brother, sister, the only good for people. How Allah is making that one's action move, it never happened. Just to be good. Do the good and you get good. Do good and you will get good. Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. Seven, لا تعتمد على أسباب. Don't rely on the means, on the material things. اعتمد على الله, rely on Allah, تبارك وتعالى. Rely on Allah. Not rely on means. Don't say if I get married, mashallah, I will be a big sheikh like Sheikh Fawzan, hafidhahullah. That, don't say that. I will make Hajj, I will make Umrah, I will make Tahajjud, I will be good if I will get married. Don't connect righteousness to get married. For indeed, many they get married and they get worse. Many they get married and they commit haram still. And many never get married and they were righteous, like in Utaymiyyah, Al-Imam Nawawi, and many scholars. They never get married and they were righteous. Many get married, they commit zina, wal-iyadu billah, even though they marry. An individual who is married four wives, wallahi, he mentioned he commits zina. So don't rely on the means, on the material things. Rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah huwa al-hafidh, huwa khayrul hafidhin. Someone said, if Allah would have given me wealth, I would give charity. Allah gave him the wealth. After he was given the wealth, he denied him to give the zakah. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَإِنْ آتَانَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَلَمَّا آتَاهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَزَبْتَلَهُ بخلوا به. Who said بخلوا به? Muhammad Ja'far. Who else? I hear from another brother, Hamza. MashaAllah. Jazakum Allah khairan. There's new books for you, not the old ones. This is from our beloved brother, Hiwat. Barakallahu fi. Jazakallahu khairan. Tayyib. So don't rely on, depend on the material things. You connect your righteousness to a marriage. Before marriage, fast. وَلِيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْرِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. After marriage, rely on Allah. سبحانه وتعالى. Ninth, which is the last one, al-du'a fi al-walid al-salih. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you make du'a Allah to give you the right spouse, the right husband, the right wife, the religious one, with good manner, healthy one. Also ask Allah to give you righteous offspring and good children. Make du'a for, ask Allah that before you have a child, رَبِّ هَبْلِ مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. Oh Allah, give me righteous children, healthy children, religiously and worldly. Ask Allah. After you get married, alhamdulillah, what are you required? From there on, you have new life. You are married now. To have a successful marriage full of happy and joy. You like to see always your wife. When you travel, she doesn't like that. She wish you stay with her. You don't want her pass away. One of you saying about the other, oh Allah, instead of so passing away, let me be first pass away. Because how they connected. To have that beautiful marriage, there are also steps to take. First of all, knowledge about the right of each one. Know from Islam, what's the right of your wife on you as husband? Sister, what's your right of your husband on you in Islam? Not your culture or custom or your feeling or what you inherit from the environment in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Marriage is religion. It's an act of worship. Has to be done in a certain way. Allah legislated. Then there's rules. Rights. First, have knowledge for those rights. Knowledge. Al-ilmu, qabla al-qawli, wal-amal. Who say wal-amal? Yes. Those who say wal-amal and didn't get a book, all those who say wal-amal didn't get a book, they deserve a book. Who say al-amal? One, two, three. Okay. Please give them the ways in order. Whatever Allah decree for you, get it. Whatever Allah decree for you, disagree with the Qadr. I don't know you, so just whatever Allah brings you. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jazakallahu khair. Jazakallahu khair. But again, it's those who said, wal amal. It's not for everybody in their masjid. Allah yahfazukum. Yes. Man ghashana falaysa minna. The one who cheated us is not one of us. We even cheated the knowledge? Nah. Yes. Jazakallahu khair. Somebody, Jaffer, he had gives to Jaffer, gives to that man. Yes. Jazakallahu khair. Tayyib. Imam Bukhari said, Babul al-ilmu qabla al-qawli wal-amal. So first, knowledge before statement and action. Before speech and action, knowledge. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِلَهِ. So first, you know the right of your heart, of your wife. Whether it's future or it's current wife. The same thing, the husband. Number two, apply that knowledge. Apply that knowledge. You know the rights of your wife, fulfill it. Sister, you know the right of your husband, fulfill it. For the sake of Allah. From those rights, a man and husband, وعاشروهن بالمعروف ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف, to treat one another with good. Good statement, good action, good interaction, everything good. No cursing, no cheating, no arrogance, no humiliating, no, all that. Treat your wife with good, with respect, with kindness, with generosity, with love. She finds these four things in you, she may never leave you. She will find in you, you are mada kind. You are kind to her. She's suffering, she's a pregnancy, she's Allah is sick, she is this, and you show kindness to her. You make easy for her. Instead of she giving you food, you give her food. She worried about you, you worry about her. Because she's weaker than you. She's out upon pregnancy. She's sick. She gave birth. She's this. Be kind to her. Let she know you are kind to her. Be generous to her. Let she know when you have it, you give it to her. She knows if you don't give to her because you don't have it. She knows that. My husband will give me if he has it. He didn't give me because he doesn't have it. Because she knows you're generous. Not extravagance, not showing off, but generous. Be, which is very important, show her respect to her. Respect your wife. Don't belittle her. Don't look her down. Make her feel she is something and she is something. She is the joy of your heart, your eyes. You respect her. You listen to her. Don't cut her off. I'm the Amir. Listen to me. You don't know me? I'm the husband. Prophet said, obey him. True. Prophet said that. Obey. Muslims obey her husband, but he also said, he mentioned that she's not an angel. She's a human being. She has shortcomings. She was created from where? From broken ribs. If you try to make it straight, what happens? You break. Otherwise, you keep her with what? With the crookedness. You have to understand. Your wife is not going to be perfect. She's not going to be perfect. If you are displeased with your wife in one area, you should be pleased with her in another area, as long as she's religious. So don't just focus on the weakness, the shortcoming, and you take flashlight and you make it zoom on, you make it big, that look also what she's good with. Consider many things, the children, the ibadah, innaha sawwamatun qawwama. Her ibadah, she's obedient to Allah. You know she loves salah, she loves hijab, She loved to remember Allah. She loved fasting. You have to consider this. Even if she may not give you the right food, she may not be active in cleaning, but mashallah, she's obedient to Allah. She's good to your parents. She's good to the children. She's good to you in that area. Consider. So remember that. So treat one another with good. Good statement, good action. So respect her. Listen to her. Also, make her feel you really love her. Not because you're keeping her because of the children, because of her money, because of these things. Because you love her. She knows you love her. The day you find your wife believe that you have these for yet you respect her, you love her, you're kind to her, you're generous to her, she will like you so much. Likewise, if the sister, Muslim wife, she is obedient to her husband, she tries her best to please him, and that way doesn't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She likes to make her husband happy. She gives him his wife. A man wants to be his wife to give him leadership, not to argue, not to challenge, not to compete with. Yes, she expressed her feeling, she must, and that must be listened, and must be considered, and must be mad at, but at the same time, she has to remember, husband is a leader. And the leader, you listen to the leader, unless he calls you to sit. You listen to the leader with that which you are available, you are able. You try to the thought, she obeys her husband. This is not my way, highway. She obeys her husband. From the means of success in the marriage and happiness, the sister, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. The rule and the origin is to stay in your house. Stay in your house. Don't say to the man, keep the children, you give them diaper, and you go working for Master Smith or John. Don't do that. Stay in your house. Study your deen, study the Quran, study the Sunnah. وَالْمُخْثِرُونَ فِي رِوَايَةِ الْأَثَرَ أَبُو هُرَيْرَ وَيَرِيْهِ بْنُ عُمَرَ وَآنَسُ وَعَائِشَةُ زَوْجِي النَّبِي عَائِشَةُ رَضِيَ الْعَنَى. She is the first companion who married the most ahadith. Most ahadith, she married. Because Allah commanded her to study Quran and Sunnah in her house, and she did it. So be happy, O Muslimah, be happy. See, that's your joy to stay in your house. Allah to help you with a man who takes care of the deeds. You don't worry about work, to look for a job, everything is taken care of. You are in your house learning your deen, taking care of your house. Alhamdulillah, be good to your husband, be beautiful wife, beautiful wife. Do the things that if you do, your husband will love you. Beautiful wife, with beautiful clothes, beautiful smiling, good environment in the house, clean, nice food, welcoming, forgiving, patient, not excessive demand, not too much complaints. That peaceful person, so he has peaceful. He likes to come to the house. Not when he comes to the house, he has to be ready to fight. That, yes, a woman complained to a sheikh that her husband doesn't interact with her, even he doesn't come to the house except after everybody sleeps. He said, I tell you something, if you do it, he will come early. What, Sheikh? He said, mashallah, make the house clean, make the house nice, fragrance, prepare the kids, give them a nice food, prepare for him nice food. The food he likes is that, welcome him with smiling, with beautiful clothes. Yani, he will come early. And I agree with that, Sheikh, he will come early. But if she is there for you, and she is ready to call police on you, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So, a good manner. From the good manner, those things mentioned, generosity, kindness, respect. One of the female doctor, the PhD holder, Saudi woman who specialized in family matters, when she talked about how some men, they do good with their wives, and some men, they do bad, even though the women do the same thing. She gave example. She said, a man may come from work, he's very tired. What do you expect? The house, so he can rest, he can sleep. All day struggling, maybe hours working, had problem with his employee, with this. So he's not willing to be in the house also a problem. So he go, try to lay down, his wife comes. You know what she said? That one said, that one said, that one said, that one said. Something to him is actually not a big thing. And he's tired now, two men. One, he listened. What she said? Oh, that's what she said. That's what she said. And he make her encourage her to talk. Talk. When she finished, and he action, his statement, is like he's collecting the information. He interested in what she said. When she finished, then he says the conclusion. It's not, don't worry about that, alhamdulillah. It's not a big thing actually. The other one, the first time she start, hold on. You always talk too much. This is not an issue even. You don't understand things? Don't worry about this thing. How much time I told you? Then he lay down. Alas. The first one, she believed her husband respect her. He concern her, he listen from her, he's kind to her. The other one, the opposite. Even he's not giving a time to listen my concern, what else am I expecting from him? He belittled me, he made me useless, worthless, and now all kinds of. So, to listen your wife, to listen to. It doesn't mean you agree with her, listen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, listen, subhanahu wa ta'ala, yasma ibadahu. Some of them even say bad about himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he, subhanahu, listen. Be patient and correct. Tayyib. Then if something happened, now be patient. Don't hasten, be patient, forgiving. Cooperation in raising the kids, which is a general a big topic itself. Some parents, they fight because of the kids. This is not the way you approach the kids. This is not the way you should talk to my child. This is not the way. Nah. Let mother talk to her child the way she sees is good for her child. She loves her child. She loves the child more than her father, his father, her father. Let she talk. Let she address the child. As long as there's no danger, she's not breaking his head, she's not slaughtering her, be patient. Then, after that, take her to a corner. My beloved wife, the way you were training the child is not useful for the child. It shouldn't be this way. Child is not aware of that. Between you and your wife, this is not good. Likewise, this husband is very strong, very harsh, very yelling, screaming on the child. In a way, the child is putting his hands on his ears because he cannot listen to father how he's. The wife, she doesn't interfere. Oh, don't do this to the child. No, be quiet. He's the father. He's the one responsible. Not only on him, but also on you too. Respect him. But then take him to a corner. The way you are addressing the child is not helping the child. So the child, he sees mother and father respecting one another. Love one another. No argument. Not confusing the child. The child complain about the father. You go to the mother, she says, listen to your father. Where is your father? You complain to the father about the mother. He says, the father says, listen to your mother. She don't obey your birth. If you don't respect your mother, you don't respect me either. And the child, he get one message from the parents. Parents who love one another and want a good for the child. So be patient with your wife, with your husband. Help one another upon good. Keep your secret. Don't share the marital life with the siblings, with your sister. Oh, my husband. Never tell your sister, your mother, your grandmother, your family member about your wife, about your husband. That's not their job. Between you and him, between you and your husband, between you and your wife, no third party involved. You fix your issue. Sit together, understand one another. You succeed, alhamdulillah. You're not, now there has to be a middle third part. How good is to be a student of knowledge, who's trustworthy, who keep the secret of the family, who listen from both, who both of you, the husband and wife, both they trust that person, not the friend of the husband, not the friend of the wife, someone both they trust, who listen from them both, not only from one side. Not only from one side, that's not just you only listen from the brother because he comes to the your friend and you give him a role in that. Listen from the sister as well. And then give them, yani, you give them the good advice. Alhamdulillah. Again, he or she mistake again. Please don't forget when you're young, what should you do? Cover your mouth with your hand. Otherwise, what will happen? Shaitan will enter. This is almost the first time I've seen brother Yoni not covering his mouth. I don't want to name anybody. You don't get back to me. Tayyip, cover your mouth, barakallahu fik. This is the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yoni, cover your mouth so shaitan doesn't get into you. Tayyip. So that middle person, student of knowledge, a sheikh if you can get, but trusted person with knowledge of the deen, he listens from both. Don't object to your wife to talk to, with your presence, a middle person, to mention her concern, since you are not accepted from her concern, since you are not on the same page. It's not something that can be patient. She's depressed. She's going through a lot of problems. Don't say, oh, if you go to somebody, you default. No, give her a chance. Maybe you're wrong. And then that middle person listen from both. Then if he says she is wrong, sister do this, he doesn't listen. Again another time. She come to know the haq, but she doesn't want it. He come to know the haq, but he doesn't want it. You expose and you can't be patient. Now family members involved. The family member, especially the main. Especially the main, they involve father-in-law with your full respect. Actually, there is misunderstanding between me and your daughter, or my guardian, your sister, between me. Can you please listen from her, from me? If I am wrong, tell me I'm wrong. I will stop. If she is wrong, can you please advise her? Not I make a decision. When you were sitting in the hand of your wife, from the guardian, you were respecting, you were dressed very nice, you were smiling to him, you were taking intercessors to talk to him. Now, after you married, you have to respect him the same way. Don't ignore him, don't neglect your father-in-law, respect him. Please listen from her. If your daughter is right, tell me I am wrong, I give up. If she is wrong, please advise her. It fixes the problem, alhamdulillah. And anyone who care about the family and can fix. When you do all this, usually alhamdulillah is happy. But if you assume the worst, you try to do the good to your wife, stay with you. She doesn't give you your right, you still give her her right. He doesn't give you your right, you still give him his right. So when you go to the middle person, your husband has nothing to complain about your sister. He cannot say anything. Brother, she can't complain anything about you. You do your responsibility. A woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She mentioned she wanted a divorce, but she is not saying anything bad about her husband's religion, about his manner. Nothing to complain, but she doesn't want. something in her heart she doesn't want. Be in that state. But when you do bad, she does bad. When she does bad, he does bad. Tit for tat. And now you just look at your problem, her problem. You're not looking at your own problem, which may be a reaction to your problem. So fix your problem first. Do the right thing. Don't help shaitan against your wife. Do the right thing. While you're doing the right thing, alhamdulillah, and you cannot remain in that marriage, now go to the middle person. Give a chance, give a chance, give a chance. Go to the family member, give a chance, give it. That's a fix. Now you decide to end the marriage, yes, because Allah said, فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَصْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Be together with good or separate with good. No fighting, no cursing, no publicizing the secret, not trying everyone to make the other one look bad. No, nothing of that. Shouldn't be any hatred, any envy. You just need to understand one another. You have different mentality, you have different goals. It's not personal. You choose one another. And now every one of you can choose to leave, to end the marriage. No one is forced to marry, to be married to somebody. Your wife will not remain your wife by force. No, she's by her will. Just as you married by her will, she remains likewise. The husband cannot be forced to marry a woman. He can't be enforced to be married to a woman. Both of them have these rights. When this woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said she doesn't want her husband. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't force her. He realized she doesn't want him. Then he said, are you going to give him his dowry, his hadiqa, his guardian? She said, yes. He called the man before her. Before her. She doesn't want him. If she doesn't want you because she is bad, before Allah, she will take the responsibility. Any woman who asks for divorce without haqq, she will not even get the fragrance of paradise, let alone enter paradise. But she will be given her right. She will be given her divorce, not being kept by force. If a man divorces his wife without haqq, she's obedient, doing the right thing, you oppress her. He betrayed the contract. Why she married? To divorce her, she didn't marry to divorce her. If there is a reasonable ground to divorce her, because of, yes, na'am, but there's no ground. She's obedient to Allah. She's doing your right. Why you divorce her? Why are you destroying the marriage? That means you are breaking the contract. When it comes to dealing with the women, Allah mentioned in the Quran the word hududullah, the limits of Allah. Whoever exceeds the limits of Allah, most of the verse about that's about the women. It's about doing the Quran. Hududullah. Tilka hududullah. These are the limits of Allah. Or most of these verses about women affairs. Whether it's in their inheritance, whether it's the marriage, whether it's the divorce, whether it's the witnesses. So it's a big issue. Mithaq and ghalidas. So have that in mind. Before I forget, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrukum, khayrukum li ahli." The best of you, O man, is the best of his wife. The best of you is the best of his wife. If you are good to your wife, you are the best husband. But if you are good to the people in the masjid, mashallah, but you are bad to your wife, that's not the case. Then, if you make a decision to divorce your wife, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, then now let it be divorced in a good way. Make sure when you divorce it, you don't emotionally act. You have to think. You have to look at the consequences. And then you make the decision, you make istikhara, you make consultation, you make a decision, make sure you don't divorce her while she is on menses. Haram, it's not allowed. You have to make sure she is not on menses. Number two, you have to make sure you are not allowed to divorce her while you had sleep with her, even if she is not on menses, but you sleep with her. You are not allowed to divorce, that's haram. Be careful. Talaqun bil'iyyah. Third, You are not allowed to divorce her the same time two talqa or three, let alone more, just the one. Either divorce you or with one talq. More than that, talaqun bid'iyyun. You are not allowed to do that. A divorce is three times. It's not allowed. Also, fourth, have a witnesses. Make a witness for that. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. If you do these things, do you think you will say, please don't forget to cover your mouth when you yawn? If you do these things, barakallahu fikum. If you do this thing, you will not say, I was hastening, oh Shaykh, it's the divorce took place because I was angry. Because you will not say, because you are thinking, she's not on menses, she didn't sleep with her, you make sure one talaq, you have the witnesses. All these things make you think a lot. And then you have now one talqa. Finish. She has one talqa, she remains in the house. You can't let her go. You cannot make her go out. Nor can she go out. وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ مِنْ بُيُوتِنَا وَلَا يَخْرُجْنَا إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْتِينَ بِفَحَشَةٍ مُبَيِّنَةٍ. Unless there's a clear crime, whether we're عياذ بالله committing zina or treating the husband or the woman badly. Cursing, slandering, fight. Now, then yes. Other than that, she remained in her house until the period finished, the iddah. She even doesn't take hijab. You treat one another with good. وَأْتَمِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You enjoy one another with good. In this period, many times, one of the two changes his mind. He changes his mind. She changes her mind. Now she calculates, you are divorced. Now you have a new life. Something she wasn't understanding in the beginning, she understand after the talaq took place. I'm sorry, I was really hasten. It happened a lot. The man, something he wasn't thinking about, now he think about. If alhamdulillah things change within that period, khalas, just to return her back. I return you back, she's your wife, as long as she's in the iddah. If the iddah finished, she goes out the house, foreigner, strange to one another. You want to marry? She accepted that new marriage. Then again, the same process, second talqa. Then again, the third talqa. Now, separation. Never marry her unless she marry another man willingly and they divorce one another willingly, not because of you. Then now, new marriage. No fighting. Okay, now, what to do with the kids? What to do with the wealth? By Quran and Sunnah. Not by the court system. By Quran and Sunnah. You marry one another by Allah's word. You divide whatever you divide by Allah's word. What do you deserve? Look the book of Allah. Look the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not what that one said, what that judge said. Some Muslims, when they first take place, half of the wealth, half of the saving, half of everything. Where is that in Islam? If the judge gives you all the wealth of your wife, the judge gives you all the wealth of your husband, but in Islam, in Allah's sight, that's not your right. You are only taking a piece of fire. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innakum takhtasimuna ilay." ولعل بعضكم ألحن بحجتي من بعد وإنني أحكم على نحو ما أسمع فمن قضيت له بحق أخيه فإنما أقطع له قطعة من النار فليأخذها إن شاء وليترك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you come to me to judge between you, and I hear based, I judge based on what I hear. Maybe some of you are more eloquent than the other. Whoever I give his brother is right. Whoever I give to him, his brother, right? I'm only giving a piece of fire. Let him take or let him leave. So, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, the messenger of Allah, he judged based on what he hears. He doesn't know what is the heart of the people. He doesn't know the answer. And sometimes what may happen, because someone is more eloquent, he may be given the right of the other one. But with Allah, that's not the case. Then this person who knows he's taking the right of the other one, even though Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who gave it to him, still will not be lawful for him. He is only taking a piece of fire. How about someone who is not even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He gives you the right of your husband. He's giving you the right of your wife. How that is going to be legal for you? So make sure whatever you get him from your husband, whatever you give your wife, let it be by the Quran and Sunnah. على فهم سلفهم. Other than that, it's haram. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل وتدلوا بها إلى الحكام لتأكلوا فريقا من أموال الناس بالإثم وأنتم تعلمون. Some people, they use the system, the judge, to take and to consume the other people's wealth. Allah forbade that. Allah forbade that, to take people's wealth using the system, the judge, the government. Government, the judge cannot legalize what Allah made illegal. It is Allah who lahu al-haq wahda al-tahlil wa al-tahrim. Kama huwa wahda huwa lahu al-haq fi al-khalq. Ala lahu al-khalq wa al-amr. So make sure what you are getting from your spouse, male or female, to be something in Quran and Sunnah. You use the system to force what you have Islamically. Like somebody stolen your car, your own car, you call the police, you go to the court system to get your car back, this is your right. But you go into the court system to get one somebody else's car, and the judge gives you two, would that be allowed? No, it wouldn't be allowed. So use the system to get what you have right in Islam, if you cannot get in another way. Is that clear? But don't use the system to get that which you don't deserve, which you don't own in Islam. That's very important. If the people, likewise, what to do with the children? Who the children going to live with? Who's going to provide? Who they going to stay with? All that, let it be judged by the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And be pleased with whatever Allah decrees. Sometimes the way that sheikh or that imam judge is not pleasing to you, because you don't have a proof. Go to another trusted one. Go to another imam. Go to another student of knowledge. Until you become certain. Barakallahu fi. If the husband and a wife, they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ta'ashara bil ma'ruf, and they deal one another with good statement, good action, good interaction, kindness, generosity, patience, forgiving, being good to the parents, be good to the mother-in-law, be good to the father-in-law, good, be good to the in-laws, respect them. They are your people. Don't treat your in-laws like before they become your in-laws. They have more right. Al-ashab. Some Muslims, they don't care about it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded his companion, if you capture Egypt, treat the people of Egypt with good. فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ نِمَّنْ وَرَحِمًا. Because they have mala. Prophet Ibrahim, he married Hajra, who is the mother of Prophet Ismail, and she was from Egypt. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mother is from Egypt. Also, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had Maria al-Qibtiyah, the mother of Ibrahim, his young son. She's from Egypt. So he ordered his Sahaba to treat the people of Egypt with good. Treat them well. How far are they? Quraysh and Qibtiyin in leaning. Very far. But he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still considering that. He's teaching his ummah. So your in-laws have rights on you. Treat them well. The Muslim sister, she treat well her in-laws, the mother of her husband. She doesn't argue with her. She doesn't argue with her. She doesn't challenge her. She welcome her. She is good. Of course, the husband doesn't force his wife to accept to live with her, his father and his mother. Don't force her. Your wife has right to have separate house. She has right to have private life, private house. If you want to make her live in the same two room next to one another, she must accept that. If she doesn't find a house for your family, for your mother and father, fine, it's your responsibility, not on her. But she accepts this, alhamdulillah. You have to appreciate that, you have to consider that. But since in Islam, this topic is really very deep. But if someone fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to the marriage, before you look for marriage, you always rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua. After marriage, he fulfills the contract. He obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He takes the Messenger Muhammad alayhi salat as example. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never beat any of his wife. He never hit her. Never. Because she did bad, he never hit her. And that doesn't mean he didn't divorce her. Even he divorced one of them. Rather, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even one time he boycotted them almost a month. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never said bad words to her. Never slandered any bad. He is the example. It was no use threatening his wife, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was kind. One time, alhamdulillah, opened gates of wealth for the Muslims. The Prophet's wife, they say, people, they get something out of us, why we not? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave the option. Either you remain patient, you choose Allah and His Messenger, you remain patient with me. Or I divorce you, وَأُصَرِّحْكُنَّ صَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا. And I divorce you in a good divorce. And I even give you أَمَتِعُكُنَّ. I give you some pocket money, some wealth. You make your decision. They all choose to remain with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in poverty life, in poor life. While the other companion, mashallah, their life, worldly life improving. Some of them become very wealthy. But they choose the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْمُحْسِنَاتِ مِنْ كُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Saint Joseph. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was patient. One time he was with his wife, the mother of the believer Aisha radiallahu anha. And another one sent a dish of food to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A lady brought, when Aisha radiallahu anha, she saw the food which was sent by one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She's a human being radiallahu ta'ala anha, he get angry. And she slapped the dish, break it down, food split everywhere. In front of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she didn't do anything wrong. She did the right thing. But Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, she get mad. And she threw. What Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did he react? Like some brother, you divorced three times. You humiliate me in front of the people. You this, abadan wallah. Abadan. Ghalibat ummukum. Your mother, she get angry. And he started collecting, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dish. Your mother, she get angry. Give an excuse. Still, she's your mother. Your mother. Ummul mu'mineen. Wa azwaju ummahatum. The wives of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the mothers of the believers. Mothers of the believers in respect. Mothers of the believer that they can never marry them. So she is your mother. Don't forget she is your mother. And also don't forget she is angry, that's why. This gives an excuse. But sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tell the lady, bring a dish from Aisha radhiyallahu anha room and take it back to the other wife to compensate. So the point is, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sees these incidents. How he reacted, Allahu Akbar, kindness, just forgiving, moving on, alhamdulillah, because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows the reality. We're human. Before I forget, brother and sister Islam, two things. Some of the brothers, some of the sisters, something they knew even before marriage in her husband, she knew in her husband, he knew in his wife, whatever, old age, whatever, whatever, he always bring it back. Oh, I marry you while you were this. I marry you while you were this. When I marry you, were poor. Okay, you marry while I was poor, and you know why you keep on mentioning it. I marry while you are older than me. I marry while you were not this. Don't mention any of these things. These things happen. Never bring them. Or after marriage, the beginning of the marriage, you did this to me. Never forget. You did this to me. You did this to me. Yeah, move on, forgive all that. Don't bring those things back. Unless it's something happening. Yes, now there's a reason to mention it. But something happened in the past. Oh, you used to smoke cigarette. You don't remember that? How about if I don't do it now? Don't bring those things. Don't keep things in your heart, bad things. Forgive and move on. Forgive. Also, second thing, مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. If you have class with your wife today, there was time you were very happy with that. Don't you remember the day you didn't have, you were not married? You were asking Allah, give me wife. In sujood, in walking, in sleeping, in Makkah, in Virginia, everywhere, Allah, give me good husband. Allah, give me good wife. Okay, mashallah, she accepted you. You were very happy. You couldn't wait. He accepted you. Don't forget those days. Remember always. Allah aid me by my wife. Allah aid me by my husband. Don't forget that. Remember always. وَلَا تَنْسَوَ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Give thanks to that. Always remember that. Likewise, there is incident I tell you. SubhanAllah, some husbands, how good they are. Not only they consider what their wives did for them of good. The beautiful life they experienced together. Not only they consider that, but also they consider the family members what they did. So the man keep his wife because of her beautiful mother. Because of the support he gets from mother-in-law. Because of the goodness of her father. Because of the goodness of her brothers. He keep her. Even though he has difficulty with her, but he considered the family member. A sister came to me one time. She said she wants a divorce. Why, sister? She said her husband doesn't like her. He even tell her, he doesn't love her. Okay? And I asked, she said, she asked before he rejected, years. And he doesn't love me, and he says that. How is it with the provision? Masha, he provide. No complaint about that. Okay. We met with the brother. I am another brother's. Akhi, your wife says that you don't love her. Is that true? Yes. I don't love her. Okay. And she asked you divorce. Yes. Why did you accept it? No, I'm not going to divorce her. Why? And you don't love her? Yes. And then the brother, he mentioned, I don't want to mention the number of years, she rejected to even be in the same house, in the same room with him. Years. So he has to go to the basement. He has kids, has to go to the basement. Not even roommate. I don't know what you call a house roommate or housemate or not even roommate. Husband and wife. Years. And you know that, and I remind the sisters. Sisters, if a man calls his wife to his knee and she doesn't answer without reasonable reason in the deen of Allah, like she's on menses and the like, even if she's on menses, he can sleep with her, he can touch her, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do that. So if a man calls his wife to his bed and she doesn't listen, the angels of Allah are cursing her all night. Angels of Allah are cursing her all night. It's not easy. How about years? How about someone who profiled in the family? She has no complaint about that. Then we said, okay, if this is the case, but she wants a divorce. You don't like her, you don't love her. This is also you don't share even now life. Then why are you bothering her? Why are you bothering yourself? He said, no, let me tell you something you don't know. What is that? Allahu Akbar. Actually, he used to go through hardship with his wife from day one. But she had a mother who, before she gets sick, she used to team up with him and make her do the right thing. Her mother, she is now on bed. She can't do that. And if he divorce her, the daughter, he has no doubt his mother, her mother will have heart attack. He said he rather remain years marrying to her, to his wife, to make sure her mother, his mother-in-law, doesn't suffer any problem. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What he considers now? The mother-in-law. Because she was good to me. She's the one who helped me with my wife. She's the one who supported me. When my wife does bad, she's the one who used to stop her. Now she can't do that. She's on her bed. If she come to know I divorced her daughter, she may have heart attack. I want to sacrifice for my mother-in-law and give a beautiful life to her daughter. This is how some people are thinking. Opposite. A sister after Isha, she come to the masjid. She said she wanted to sleep in the masjid. After we closing the masjid, what sister, what happened? The masjid policy not to sleep. Ramadan, yes, last 10 of Ramadan, but not the rest of the year because of safety issue. But she has nice car, SUV, I don't know what you call it, beautiful car out there. What happened, sister? She mentioned that she was married, that her husband got into a khuluq this morning. Because she is not from Muslim family, and because he cut her from her family, all these years she was in the house, she was not working. She asked for khuluq. He guaranteed her right away. But she doesn't have anything. So now she's looking for where to sleep. That's why she get the address of the masjid. She wanna sleep. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. A Muslim brother. She said, are you serious? Your husband, you've been married all these years. Who kept you in your house? I take care of their life. Don't move on. And now when you ask him for divorce, he guarantee your khuluq, even he take the dowry from you. He's not even caring about where you ended to. That you tonight you are homeless. What kind? And the brother I call. Actually, it's true. Okay, why? What happened? She's the one who choose. What are I gonna do for her? She's the one who choose. Okay, even if she choose, you guarantee a khuluq. What's next? Don't you have to make sure she stand on her feet? She stand on her feet. She's your Muslim sister. She was your wife. She. Because this is how some people are. They only care about themselves. And this is how some people are the opposite. They care even about the other people. In fact, so barakallahu fiqh, to consider your children, to consider the family member, to consider your wife's religion, to consider her mother, to consider what she did for you, to consider the beautiful days you had with. Consider many things. Consider her deen. Sometimes you worry about if you divorce your wife, she may leave the salah, she may leave the hijab. So you have to know, what should I do? How can I make sure that she continue having hijab, she continue worshiping Allah subhanahu, so she doesn't lose akhirah. If you divorce your wife, after you treat her very well, very respectful, very generous, very kind, you take her the right people, she rejected her family member, she rejected your divorce according to that way, it's a matter of time until she comes back to you. And she give apology. And I know one individual who that happened to him. I witnessed, wallahi, he tried his best to kill his wife. And keep on telling, go her father-in-law, her grandfather, go her uncle, go her aunt, go this, I'm talking to her. She's not listening. Akhi, what else can you do now? Divorce. Time go by. She called me. Can you please talk to the brother? Wallahi, if he accepted me as sister, he married. You don't know it, he already married another one. I know it. I'm ready to be second wife. And wallahi, if he accepted me, I will kiss his feet. Wallahi, a sister said that to me. Why she did that? Why she did that if he accepted me as second wife? She rejected me first wife. Only one wife. He wasn't thinking about marrying second. When he tries his best, he can't keep her. She is not. She's not listening to anybody. He divorced her. Allah gave him way out. He married another sister. Now she says she's ready to be a second wife. And she is ready to kiss his feet. Why she did it? Because she knows how good he was. Would he belittle her? Would he hit her? He would he take a knife and slaughter her? You think she would go back to him? Kiss his feet? La ilaha illallah. She wouldn't do that. So, hal jazaa wal ihsan illa al ihsan. If you treat your wife with good, even when you are angry, you treat your husband with good, even when you are angry. Okay? That person will keep that goodness in the mind. And you never know. Go, come back, I'm sorry. And then from there on, marriage become more beautiful than that. We ask Allah Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us successful marriage, to give us happy marriage, to give us a marriage to paradise. يا أرحم الراحمين والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.